Welcome to the show right now, Browns outside linebackers coach Brian Baker. And coach, how much are you looking forward to the chance to work with these rookies for the first time beginning Friday?
I'm excited about it. You know, giving these guys an opportunity to be exposed to our defense and getting a chance to implement it again. Plus, it gives us an opportunity, especially being a new staff, to kind of go through it again and maybe find a different way of teaching it to see how effective it is. So it's a little bit of both, you know, training those guys, but also self-training.
What is, when it comes to teaching literally the brand new guys who've had no exposure to NFL whatsoever, how does the teaching process differ than what you did with the previous voluntary minicamp where you had veterans there?
Well, it really doesn't differ very much, because the difference between the veterans and the rookies, those differences are physical differences. Those differences are things that they're going to get between the stripes, that they're going to get through film study and those kind of things. So the teaching of the system, you know, is no different than teaching, ABCs to somebody in pre-K, and then, you know, teaching a first grader how to read. I mean, it's still teaching.
Let's talk about Barkevious Mingo and some of the qualities, the things that you saw in him during the evaluation process prior to the draft.
Well, the biggest thing that I liked about the kid is what I saw on film. He played hard. He was an explosive player. He made the quarterback move around, which, you know, again, from a production standpoint, I look at total production. I've heard a lot of conversation about his sacks numbers not being real high. But I look at total production when it comes to moving the quarterback around and affecting them, making them throw early, getting them off the spot, all that kind of stuff. And if you tally all that stuff up, the kid was a very productive pass rusher, you know, albeit wasn't all through sacks. So I like that part of him, the way he plays the game, and then having a chance to spend time with him. He's a really smart young man. And there was a pleasant surprise how quickly he picked it up. And I almost want to say exceptionally quick. So far as the stuff that we did in the train station, and this is before he even knew he was going to be a Brown, just understanding concepts and that, and I kind of came out of that really excited about the kid and hoping we'd have an opportunity to draft him.
You're talking about the combine, when you had a chance to talk with him. The train station is where that hotel,
right,
what it looks
right.
like. But yes, so seeing him at the combine was really your first real chance to see what he's all about. Obviously, the scouting staff had gone through and identified him as someone to look at, and then after that, you look at it from the coach's perspective.
Right, yeah, and like I said, Vic, it starts off with the film, because I don't care about measurables nearly as much as I do care about good football players, because that's what we're paying them to do. We're not paying them to play in their shorts. We're paying them to play in their hard hats. So you got to see him do that, and he's an exciting player when you watch him do that. And then him as a person and watching him move around as an athlete, all of that kind of dotted the I and crossed the T in my mind.
And when you watch a guy on film like that playing defensive end in college at LSU, how do you as a coach sort of project what that will look like when you're putting him in the stand-up, when you're getting him off of that three-point stance and now you have him standing up and playing that outside linebacker spot? Is there a real challenge to sort of project that mentally?
Well, that's the tough part of that projection. I mean, historically, and I say through the you know, times that the league's been around, that you take defensive ends and you stand them up. I mean, you know, going all the way to, and then you have some stand-up guys that you put your hand down on the ground. I mean, it's that projection is just that. It's a projection. So you look at skill set, starting with athletic ability. I also like to talk to a guy and see if they have what I call spatial reference to football. You know, are they tunnel vision? Are they just lining a scrimmage guy? Can they understand the big picture? Can they move around and adjust to different things in space based on questions or answers to the questions I give them from that standpoint? So, and even that's not exact. So bottom line, you're just basing it on, you know, some historical things.
Yeah, and your best educated guess. I mean,
it's a hypothesis for sure. I mean, there's no doubt.
And you were saying, so on those questions that you posed to Barkevious at the combine, and you liked the answers he was giving you, he was obviously giving you the right kinds of answers, or the kind you want to hear regarding that spatial discussion.
Right, he was. And it was interesting in that he was very, very nervous about the coverage aspect of playing the 3-4. That was one of the questions I asked him. He was a really honest kid and had a great demeanor about him. And so I tried to teach him in a very simple way what it was all about, just, again, some conceptual things. And not only was he able to give them back to me, he felt more relaxed, and he started smiling. He said, oh, yeah, it's not that hard after all. I said, yeah, it really isn't. And then he remembered that conversation through a couple of different meetings we had thereafter when we brought him in on the visit, and then actually when we brought him in when he signed. We couldn't get into much football then, but he did recall. He did make me, you know, brought up that conversation back in the combine train station.
Coach Brian Baker, outside linebackers coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's discuss the teaching process again, which begins on field with Barkevious, and I know you also have him in the classroom as well. Right. But that process of getting him familiar with what he needs to do as an outside linebacker, generally speaking, how do you go about that with a rookie?
Well, the first thing, and it goes back to your question earlier about taking a guy that's had his hand in the dirt, you know, or playing with a three-point stance most of his career, and then all of a sudden standing him up, is you have to physically go through that part of it. I mean, just the repetition of playing from a two-point stance, showing him how I want him to play from a two-point stance, his steps, his sequence, is you know, who he looks at in different alignments, and all of those kind of things. So you have to go through those fundamentals. I mean, and that's literally the ABCs of playing that position. Hand position, you know, bringing your hand from the ground to a man as opposed to being in a two-point stance, stepping and striking. All those mechanics are completely different than what he's been used to. So we just have to do those. And you know, football is a repetition sport. There's no exceptions to that rule, no matter what position. So we just got to get out there and do it.
And the pass coverage aspect of it, that is a whole new, really, basically a whole new world for him. Same type of question, how do you go about that and showing him what he needs to know and how he needs to do it?
Well, the good thing is physically he's done all the things that we've had him do. I mean, whether he's dropping into coverage as a zone dog guy, you know, when he was a 4-3 defensive end, or doing agility drills at the combine or in his pro day, I mean, he's physically done those physical things it takes to drop. Now, you know, we're talking to him about leverage with receivers, matching routes, and those kind of things. But because he looks so proficient in doing those things, you know, that part of it we're not worrying about now. It's just relating to receivers.
And once you can get him on the field, get him involved in games, there's multiple ways that he could be utilized in games. In that sense, you're seeing a guy who, as he's learning, it could be kept pretty simple, right? Let him just tear after the quarterback. Right. But along the way, he's going to build up his sort of dossier of moves and such.
Right. Well, the great thing about him being in this system, number one, it's a very flexible system. So it gives us as coaches a lot of ways to be able to do different things with him without compromising other guys, because you don't ever want to diminish one player for another player. And in saying that, we're also within the system able to give him what he can handle. If all he can handle right now is straight edge rush, then we'll put him in position where most of the time that's all he'll be doing. If he can handle more than that, then we'll do more of that with him. So again, the system and its flexibility, I think, gives us a lot of flexibility.
You had a chance, of course, to work during that voluntary minicamp with Paul Kruger and the other veteran players who were here. Give me some of the impressions of Paul Kruger just early on.
Well, Paul is what you see. He is a really fluid athlete. He's very quick in terms of his pass rush. You know, he's very comfortable on his feet because of his experience at Baltimore. So I'm excited about Paul. You know, sometimes in free agency you cross your fingers, and you still always cross your fingers, really, hoping you get what you bought, what you paid for. And I think in him we will, you know, by our early indications. I'm excited about Paul.
And Jabal Sheard, a guy who, again, has been a defensive end pretty much all his football life, right, and now is going to learn about being an outside linebacker. What were some of the early impressions of the transition that he's going through?
Because of his early the transition and how just effortlessly and naturally he kind of has gone into this move. He's gone into it with a great demeanor. Sometimes if you take a defensive end and say all of a sudden you're playing outside linebacker, those guys look at you like, you know, you're lucky I don't have a stick. But he's really kind of approached it with a great professional attitude. He's really worked at it very hard. He's learned, and he's physically very, very, very proficient at doing the things that that was the thing I wasn't sure about, because when we worked him out at Dallas as an outside linebacker, I was a defensive line coach, so I didn't pay attention really to his workout, so I didn't have a feel for how he would be. I knew we liked him as an outside backer. So, again, him coming here and then him learning the system, to me, is the reason that I said what I said with Mingo. We're able to take Mingo at a pace where he's able to move, because I feel very, very comfortable that Paul and Jabal, if, you know, through competition they become our starters, if they start, we're fine. We'll be better than fine.
Thank you very much, Coach. We appreciate it.
Okay, Vic. Thank you.
Brian Baker, outside linebackers coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.